Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Jennifer with Seeds and Soils Organics here in Palmer. Welcome, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you, Amy, for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I've got a couple of quick Farmland Trust announcements before we get started. First, another reminder to folks that it is still March and you still have a chance to apply for your PFD for the year. And you, better than that, you have a chance to pick, click, and give to one of the many worthy nonprofits in Palmer, including Alaska Farmland Trust and Radio Free Palmer. So we encourage folks to do that. We have a couple of matching sponsors this year. If you contribute $25 of your PFD to Farmland Trust, it will be matched at least two, maybe three times this year. So your $25 turns into a $100 contribution to Farmland Trust. So we hope that folks will consider that. Also, another big announcement, our first event of the year, Happy Hour in the Greenhouse. Tickets are on sale now. Head to brownpapertickets.com, search for Happy Hour in the Greenhouse, and don't hesitate. This is our fourth year doing this event, and it is sold out every year. There is a VIP opportunity. You'll want to take a look at that and just encourage folks to join us. April 13th, Happy Hour in the Greenhouse. Now that that's all out of the way, again, welcome, Jennifer. You are here to tell us all about Seeds and Soils Organics, right?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. You've been on the show before to talk to us about permaculture and some other things going on. I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit. For folks that aren't familiar with you and your farm, let's start like we always do. Tell us how you got to Alaska and how you got involved in this agriculture endeavor.
Well, first, thank you and good morning again. I actually was in a corporate position and the company I was with transferred me to Alaska.
Oh, okay.
I had just finished my master's degree in environmental policy, natural resource management, and I had to figure out how to pay my college loans. But I was very grateful for that company for relocating me. Since I've been in Alaska 11 years now, okay. I completed my master gardener class, and then I took my permaculture certification course, okay. And then I took my permaculture teaching certification.
Yeah, all in.
I went all in.
Yeah.
And that really brought me to where we are today, which is a love of food, a love of Alaska, and a love of sharing that with everyone that I can.
Yeah. So say that degree again. You said...
It is environmental policy and natural resource management.
Okay.
So not a soil scientist or a horticulturalist or...
Did you always know that you wanted to be involved in food production or, you know, agriculture in some way?
No. I was going to be a wildlife trooper, actually.
Okay.
That's really what I wanted to do.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then I met the man of my dreams in Alaska, an Alaskan man. And
okay.
Then we got married and had a baby. And
yeah, life happens.
Life happens. And here we are.
Yeah. So how did you kind of fall into this? Are you one of those people that drank the Master Gardener Kool-Aid and then it just opened this whole new world to you? Is that what happened? Cheers to the Master Gardeners for introducing so many people, right?
I would say it was the extension service as a whole that really opened my eyes to the possibilities of what I really wanted to do and where I was going.
Okay.
I took as many extension service classes as I possibly could, and I would suggest everyone to take those classes.
They're still available, right?
Yes.
Shout out about the budget.
Yes,
if folks are concerned, you ought to be paying attention, and hopefully you're talking to your legislators about what's going on with the budget. Cooperative extension is one of those things that's been whittled away over and over and over again, and further reductions with this budget. But anyway,
please,
I digress.
The extension service.
Yes.
Please, please, please.
Yes.
And that really opened the door, and I was like, okay, well, what are the possibilities here?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I want to be a steward of the land. I've wanted to come to Alaska since I was four when my dad started telling me about Alaska and
awesome.
All the things that I learned about. And how can I give back?
Yeah.
Didn't quite make it to be a wildlife trooper. So
There's
still time. What is plan B? And this turned out to be plan B. So I took a little bit of being a master gardener, and I took a little bit of permaculture. I took a little bit of my mom and the things she taught me. And then I took all the mistakes that I've made in the 11 years growing food here and was like, huh, there's a curriculum that we created.
Yeah.
And now we hope people will learn from our mistakes.
Absolutely.
And try to do it an easier way.
Yeah, because it is a little different up here, isn't it?
It's quite different. It is very different. And I've grown food in California and San Diego and Vermont, in the Colorado Rockies and New Jersey.
Okay.
And really cold soil is the main issue here. And
yeah.
There's other, you know, problems all across the United States.
Sure.
But here in our season, our seasonality.
Right.
So how can we use season extension and composting and warming our soil and really free, easy inputs to increase our outputs.
Yeah, perfect. So for folks that don't know and maybe didn't hear you the last time that you were on the show, what is permaculture?
Oh, geez. How much time
yeah,
do we have
I was
today?
Just going to say.
to make it so simplified. And so my mentors, I just want to step back for a second. Jude Hobbs, who is a founding mother, in my opinion, and then Cindy Carnes,
right.
The matriarch of permaculture. She's sitting there going to listen to this like,
yeah. Make sure you say everything right. Cindy's listening.
So they really taught me what I know about permaculture, and I'm going to use their definition because
sure.
I think it just fits so well, is permaculture is really just a new buzzword for an old way of doing things.
Okay.
It's really not new. It is about 50 years old now.
Okay.
And when Bill Mollison and David Holmgren got together and created permaculture, it is permanent agriculture and permanent culture is what it stands for.
Okay.
It is super encompassing.
Absolutely.
It is a design science.
Yeah. Didn't you say that you have like certifications in it?
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's not just a buzzword, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's complex and easy all at the same time. It is the epiphany of yin and yang, in my opinion. It is beautiful. It is free. It is open for everyone.
Okay.
It is inspirational.
Yeah.
It's challenging. It's frustrating. it's wonderful. And so what for me and what we teach is not the permaculture design course. That course is 72 hours long and intensive and crazy and awesome.
Yeah.
Ours is about 8 altogether.
Okay.
And really takes the agriculture aspect out of permaculture
and
focuses on that in a regionally adaptive sense of growing food here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, quick interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Jennifer with Seeds and Soils Organics from here in Palmer. We were just touching on permaculture and your 8-hour, is it a workshop that you guys are offering to show people more about permaculture?
It is. It's actually 3 separate classes.
Okay.
And then we have so many crazy things going on, awesome things going on right now. We were doing 10 classes, series of 10.
Wow.
And that was so successful. It was awesome. It was a really great time. But they were hosted at our homes.
Sure.
And that became a little challenging.
Yeah.
Because my 5-year-old is like, oh, that's my mom. And you're
sure.
taking my mom away from me.
Yeah.
So the amazing folks from Winborn Farm up on Lazy Mountain have, through Alaska Farmland Trust FarmLink, which is just a beautiful success story.
Yeah.
Have granted us access to their land.
Okay.
So we can teach.
Yeah.
The first 3 classes that we have start Thursday.
Okay.
And we are holding our design class, which is how to design gardens based on permaculture.
Okay.
Finding your microclimates. Really learning how to read your landscape and enhance your landscape to grow food.
Okay.
Our second class is all about soil, how permaculture handles soil, how we regenerate soil. And then our third class is a seed starting class, which is everybody's favorite.
Sure.
And it's just, it's so much fun. We provide the seeds in the soil. We provide 12 different varieties of heirloom open pollinated seeds that we've grown successfully, everything from turnips to corn.
Okay.
And we provide that. We also provide seeds that are for direct sow. We provide the trays, the humidity dome, and everything you need to know from seed to soil, and then how to save the seed.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so very cool. And then we have free classes coming up in Wasilla, so we really want anybody who wants to come out for that. There's no registration required. We'll probably have it outside. We'll do a seed-saving class, and then we'll do one on polycultures and interplanting, which companion planting.
Okay. In the layperson's term, right? Yeah. So before we forget, let's tell people where they can go, website, social media, et cetera, to learn more about these workshops and opportunities.
So Facebook seems to be our most popular.
Although, how about the other day when Facebook crashed? Did anybody else experience that?
That was a little interesting.
Like, what is going on?
I think we were handpicked.
Anyway, you were saying on Facebook?
On Facebook, Seasoned Soil, it's actually, we've changed our name. So our teaching is going to remain organic, Seasoned Soil Organics.
Okay.
But because of the seed selling we just started and the farm, we've had to redact organics temporarily.
Okay.
So we're at Seasoned Soil Farm on Facebook,
okay.
Seasoned Soil Farm on Instagram, and SeasonedSoilOrganics.com.
For the workshops.
For the workshops, yes.
Okay, very good. And the workshop coming up this week and the next couple ones, are they already filled up? Is there space available? Is there still opportunity for people to get involved?
This Thursday is completely booked.
Okay.
The following Thursday in Palmer at the Annex, we have 3 spots available.
Okay, and that one's focused on soil, you
that
said,
one
right?
is actually, we're running the same classes in Palmer and Wasilla alternating weeks.
Yep.
So March 28th is open.
Okay.
3 people in Palmer for design. Soil April 4th and Soil April 11th. Both have 3 spaces available.
Okay.
And then the other 2 are full.
Okay. Well, that's good, though.
It is. It's wonderful.
That means
it
there's
is.
A lot of demand. A lot of people are interested in this stuff. They want to learn more. My perception of permaculture, and that's from my small amount of time with you and with Cindy, is kind of the recognition that everybody's space is a little different. Like your garden space, your home space, your yard space, what the environment throws at you. Like you said, your microclimate, your water availability. And my understanding is that it's the ability to learn how to maximize your space, but then keeping in that perma, that permanent mindset that you could do this forever and ever and ever, right?
That's dead on.
Okay.
Can I record that? Can I use
your
example?
Oh, it's being recorded.
Perfect. This will work great.
Yeah.
No, that is, and so when people look at their land, this is the best time of year for us to do a design class. Things
right.
are thawing. You're going to see if there's any water issues,
yeah.
if there's drainage problems. Where does the water come from? Where does it go?
Yeah.
How does energy move across the land?
Yeah.
And there's so many solutions if we just observe and interact with
right.
our space. So
nailed
it.
Yeah. Well, I've actually been thinking about this a little bit because I bought a house in July. So this is my first winter in the house, and this is my first kind of springtime in the house. And I'm seeing the way the water is, you know, piling up on my driveway in certain spots. And I'm watching the backyard drain, and I'm looking at all these things going, I'm going to have a couple of issues here that I'm going to have to deal with.
Yes,
I need to get myself in one of these courses, don't I?
You absolutely do. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
The star of the show.
No, I would be like, I would be the student asking all the, you know, questions where you'd be like, really, Amy? People always assume that I know more about this stuff than I do. I just know all the people involved. I know how to point people in the right direction, but I don't do it myself. So
that's still a wonderful skill,
yeah,
I must
yeah.
say.
I play my part, right? So Seeds and Soils Organics. You mentioned open pollinated seeds in that seed class. So talk to us a little bit more about what does that mean? Because that might be new terminology for some people.
It more than likely is. And I don't... So this in certain groups can be a little like, oh, posh. So there is an F1 hybrid seeds, which are awesome. I just want to put that out there for anybody who likes to use their hybrids. They're really cool. They've actually developed a lot of resistance to disease.
Sure.
There's funky plants you can grow. That's science. It's awesome.
Yeah.
For our classes, what we like to use are seeds where people can save the seed.
Okay.
If it's an annual seed to save,
mm-hmm.
that's like money in the bank.
Right.
So
yeah.
granted, they're participating in our class, but they're getting potentially years of seeds down
sure.
the road.
Yeah.
There's different level variances of seed saving and challenging and how difficult it is.
Sure.
But a lot of them are really simple.
Yeah.
So we want to offer people an option of, hey, I can put some money in the bank with these seeds and share in just developing their own food system at home.
Absolutely.
Heirloom varieties we found are just, they're funky, they're beautiful, they taste so good.
Totally
oh my
different.
Gosh. They're totally different.
Yeah.
So some people look at the slides and they're like,
What is that?
And then they grow it and then they share it on social media.
Yeah.
And then they tell us how wonderful it tasted or how their children were so attracted to it because it was purple or it was black
right.
or it had crazy stripes on it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to a more unique form, an older way of, of seed.
Yeah. I think that so many children today are only exposed to the produce section in the grocery store, right? That's all kind of the raw food that they ever see. And if that's the only tomato you've ever seen, is that round, perfectly, you know, I guess red tomato that got shipped up here from the lower 48, was harvested green, et cetera. You know, it's kind of a cool thing to watch kids' eyes and even adults to see their eyes open up to, oh my God, that's a tomato. Look at that thing. Why is it purple or why is it green or yellow?
Exactly.
But I have to say, I noticed in Fred Meyer last year, they had heirloom tomatoes, didn't they?
So exciting.
They had black tomatoes and purple. And I was like, oh, look, Fred Meyer's caught on to this.
Yes, you know, they did.
That means it's kind of you've made it, right?
That's exactly
right. Well, another quick interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and in studio with me this morning is Jennifer from Seeds and Soils Farm here in Palmer and Seeds and Soils Organics website to learn more about workshops, et cetera. So, yeah, let's continue that kind of heirloom and open pollinated seeds discussion. So you mentioned corn, and what are some of the other plants that people might have the opportunity to grow?
We'll have corn seeds, and we'll have pumpkin seeds, we'll have squash seeds, we'll have cauliflower and broccoli and turnips and radish and crazy colored carrots.
Oh, nice.
The gamut. We provide a garden, basically.
Okay.
And then we also provide a design based on square foot gardening.
Okay.
Which is probably some of the easiest ways to get into gardening.
Yeah.
And say, hey, on your landscape in this direction, and this goes south, this goes north, this should be planted close to this for
right.
the maximum input.
Things that a lot of people don't think about
right.
before they plant their garden.
Yeah.
They put some seeds in a pot on their back deck and then wonder why it never grows,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this kind of gives a guidebook
sure.
of, hey, you can do this. Follow this plan. If
yeah.
it doesn't work, we provide a little bit extra seeds in the packet. So
okay.
it's like, okay, this failed.
Yeah.
You know, here's a plan B.
Yeah. So you have a corn that grows in Alaska.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to want to know what
know.
That is and get their hands on it. Although I have seen a couple, you know, Carol Kenley, she grows corn, but she uses a lot of black plastic, I know,
mm-hmm.
to get it hot enough. But boy, those ears are certainly popular when she's got them at the farmer's
they
market.
They are.
Yeah.
So our variety is a dwarf variety, a dwarf
okay.
heirloom variety. And
okay.
it's all about the height.
Yeah.
It's 100%. You need a shorter plant.
Yeah.
Here.
It doesn't have to get 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
feet tall to
no,
make an ear. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And speaking of seed, we actually are starting to sell seeds.
Okay.
Yes, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
And here's another shout out to the Alaska Plant Materials Center.
Right.
Amazing folks there.
Absolutely.
So just awesome. They think so highly of you, by the way.
Oh. I pay them. No. Yeah, no, I think very highly of them. We are so lucky to have that resource in Alaska. As Cooperative Extension and some of the other resources have been whittled down in the state, the Plant Materials Center is still going strong. Although, again, another shout out about the budget. They're facing dramatic cuts out there, taking the staff from 14 to 4, I think, is the current proposal. So hopefully that won't happen, and they'll be able to continue to provide. Are they helping you out with some
they
seed
are,
varieties?
They are. Yeah. And just the guidance and the expertise
right.
has been I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, they
I
know
really
their stuff.
Can't.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of agronomists and botanists and the degrees that those folks have, there aren't a lot of them
yeah.
in this state.
I know what they're saying because I've heard those words before, but I'm
right.
like, hang on a second. Let me
yeah.
take about 10 minutes to figure out what you actually just
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I got to write that down.
Yeah. So we're going to have our seeds available and our own Alaska-grown seeds in
awesome.
Palmer. So very exciting things.
Yeah.
And there's a couple stores on this street. I'm not going to name anybody yet.
Okay.
Who's going to host our seed rack.
Oh, that's
so,
awesome.
So, yeah, very exciting
this
things.
Spring,
this
like spring,
like
soon.
Like
oh,
2 weeks.
Yay. You better get your act together, huh?
I know. Like, oh, biting my nails.
Yeah.
But, yeah, lots of really awesome happening things for us right now. It's,
yeah.
It's kind of unbelievable
very
how it's
cool.
working out.
So I assume if folks want to find out more about those seeds and where they'll be for sale, website, Facebook?
Website. We already have a
okay.
shop open on.
Oh, good. Look
we
at you.
Don't have our release yet, so
okay.
everything will be out in the next week and a half.
Okay.
So you can start, add them to your cart. You can even pre-purchase if you want to.
Okay.
We're working on the shipping. We're trying to offer very low-cost shipping right,
right.
now.
Yep.
So we may charge you the flat rate of $7, but we'll refund you if it's less.
Okay.
Scales, measures, you know, things
yeah.
like that. The tech stuff I got to focus
right,
on.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, that's very exciting. Man, are you one of the only open pollinated seed sources in Palmer, probably?
In Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. And we probably can't guarantee anything, but these are varieties that you know will be successful or have been successful here in the past.
Tried and true.
Yeah.
For years and years and years. And they're beautiful in an ugly way.
Sure.
They're just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And tomatoes, we have a Black Beauty tomato that we've grown successfully for years, which was actually crafted by Wild Boar Farm. Brad, okay. Who's like the tomato guru of the world.
Okay.
We got permission to sell that seed.
Oh, wow.
And with the caveat, all we have to do is send him photos of it growing outside.
Oh,
here.
Wow.
It's like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
So, and there'll be seed that we grow and save, and we do our germination test and work with the Alaska Plant Materials Center. It's just really awesome.
Yeah, outstanding. Let's talk a little bit more about your space itself and your farm. How many acres, or are you still a square foot farm yourself at Seeds and Soils, or have you expanded into acres? What size are you?
Well, we are expanding into acres now, coming as soon as we can, I guess, depending on the weather.
Right.
And I think with Wimborne Farm, we are around 3.5 to 4 acres.
Okay, yeah.
Starting fresh this year.
Yep.
Currently, we're on about 1.5 right now.
Yeah.
But we wanted a place where we could have like pumpkin harvesting and kid classes and just really neat events.
Yeah.
So we're expanding now. It's going to stay small.
Yeah.
Because I'm
only one person.
Only one human being.
Right. Right. With a 5-year-old.
Exactly. So you know how that goes.
Yeah. You can only do so much. Yep. So, but for folks that are interested, these plants and varieties that you're growing, would you say these are things that people could take to a commercial scale, or is this more for growing for home use, or are these varieties things that they could do anything with?
I would say they could do anything with.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're going to be market growing this summer also.
Okay.
So a lot of folks are going to see these varieties at the farmer's market.
Great.
We're going to be in Wasilla and probably Eagle River.
Okay. Great.
So really, you can do anything. If anybody had enough space to do like a you pick pumpkin, that would be really, really awesome.
Yeah, there would be such dramatic demand for that.
It would be. It would be crazy.
Yeah.
And
yep.
This, I literally made a pumpkin pie 2 weeks ago with one of the pumpkins we harvested in
the
spring.
Goodness.
Left on the counter. Not even in root storage.
Wow.
I know. They're amazing.
Yeah, I guess
so. Now, you might, like, exfoliate your skin with its rind, but don't worry about that. Just don't touch it.
You have to have a really sharp knife.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you've got workshops coming up. You've got seeds for sale. You're going to be at the farmer's market this year. You've got a lot going on.
There's so much going on.
Yeah. So, and you've been at it. You said you haven't been in full, like, you've lived in Alaska for 11 years, but how long have you been doing kind of this model of permaculture and what you've got going on?
I'd say 2015 was when it really caught into high gear. Permaculture changes your life.
Yeah.
And
I've seen that. I've seen that in people that have gone through it. Yeah.
And at first, it's kind of this slow creep. And then it just leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And it changes your culture. It changes the way you interact.
Changes the way you see the world.
It changes everything.
It's like a gateway drug to a better life, right?
It is. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to challenge you for a minute to kind of put on your magic glasses and look 5 years from now down the road. What do you see for your farm and your operation at that point, or where do you hope that you're at?
What I think would be awesome is if we could teach other people farm scale, market scale, how to utilize permaculture principles and incorporate that into the food system. That would just be amazing. I have to fail at this first before I can kind of draft a curriculum for like permaculture farming in Alaska. So anybody who wants to come help pick me up and brush me off, feel free. But that would be amazing. And I also see a trade and a craft my daughter can learn.
Sure.
So she has something maybe she can share with the next generation.
Yeah.
That's That would be where I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. Yeah, no, it's touching. You know, when you are doing something that you feel so passionately about, that it is something that you want or could see your kids following in your footsteps, and you see that they're learning from it and getting something out of it, there's something super valuable about that. And yeah, so I'm pleased to see your passion. I know they can't see that through the radio, but I can see it. I can tell you. Jennifer's got tears in her eyes. She's excited about this work. You guys should be excited about it too. So again, we can check it out. On the website is seedsandsoilsorganics.com.
Okay. Yep.
But then on Instagram and Facebook, it's just Seeds and Soils
Farm.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So workshops coming up this week and next week. And then do you kind of shut things down for the summer while you're in full production mode?
Well, no. Okay. We're going to try to do pop-ups, but at the farm.
Okay.
So if we're like, hey, let's build a hugelkultur today, we just say, come on out.
Build a what?
A hugelkultur.
What is that?
Just really awesome way to build beds.
Okay.
It's basically... you take wood. We recommend like a cottonwood because it's soft and porous. And you can dig a trench. You can fill it with all this wood, fill it with soil, water it down, plant on top of it.
Okay.
And over time, the wood breaks down.
Okay.
It's a great way to solve water issues. It's a great way to hold water. It's really quite cool. It's an old school way of growing, actually, and from Germany.
Okay.
So, or anything that we're doing on the farm, we'd love to have a pop-up event.
Okay.
Can my stress handle that?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have you back on the show in like October-ish and see if your hair's still the right color.
Like, you still want to do this?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need a break.
So you'll announce these pop-up events on social media, or do you have a newsletter? How can people stay in touch?
Facebook is really where we try to post as much as we possibly can.
Okay.
I'm learning Instagram and how that all works.
Sure.
And so I would say Facebook is the way to go.
Okay.
We do have like an email list.
Okay.
And we've thought about a newsletter also. So that might be coming in the future.
Okay. One more thing to add to your list, right?
Yeah. Let me look at my calendar here.
Right. Maybe next winter.
That's a great
create
idea.
A newsletter list. Yeah. Put it in the parking lot, as we call it, whenever you're at a meeting and people come up with these ideas and you just kind of shake your head thinking, we'll never get to that. Oh, put it in the parking lot. Makes everybody feel better.
At least it has its space.
Right. That's right.
That's awesome.
That's an old event organizer technique of mine. I shouldn't have given my secret away.
I'm totally going to use that.
The next time someone sees the parking lot thing on the wall, they're going to give me that look like, Amy, nothing
happens. I know what that really means now.
Oh, well, Jennifer, it's been a pleasure to have you on Ag Matters this morning, learning about Seeds and Soils Organics and Seeds and Soils Farm. I'm super excited to watch you guys kind of grow and thrive over this next year. And I'm thrilled that people are getting this exposure to permaculture through you, because your passion shows. So thanks so much for being part of the community.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.